This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to third hour of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhnen, Denise Dirks. Well, let me back that up. Hi, I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Radio Law Talk, with your host, Denise Dirks. She's more important, is my point.
Okay, I just...
And then there's Cal kind of sitting over there, but yeah, I gotta make sure she's first.
That's fine.
From now on.
I'm just making sure that...
I just go from left to right. It's kind of like, I don't know what I do, but Denise Dirks is the powerhouse of this little trio sitting here.
Just as long as I don't have to interpret that as the old, hey, coach wants to sing you and bring your playbook.
That's exactly right. Todd's out.
Yes.
Well, we wouldn't have anyone to do impressions.
Hey,
so you're
traded
still
for
in.
The infamous player to be named later or cash considerations.
Well, but you know what? They'll think about it. Without you, we wouldn't have any impressions. Give me another impression other than Italian. Give me another impression.
Are you wanting impressions of something of the nature along? We have ways of making you talk. We have ways of making you read the disclaimers on our website. Do not use anything you learn on Radio Law Talk in the own courtroom for your own self. It will not be of any persuasive authority. You can use it, though, when around the dinner table, when speaking with family. Any violation of these rules will be met with swift and harsh punishment from Calvin Hunter, who will probably think ill of your name if it comes to his attention. Well, that is all I have to say on the matter.
And you will like it.
And you will like it. We have ways of making you stay silent. We are Nancy Weinstein attorneys who apparently were unable to do so.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. We're going to talk about Led Zeppelin this hour. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. Led Zeppelin's an interesting one. We've also got, if we can get to it, we're going to go as quick as we can through stuff, about an Ohio single mom's 1991 cold case and what happens with that case that is very interesting. And yes, we might be able to talk about a coronavirus lawsuit. The question is, do you think, and we're going to talk about Aaron Hernandez also, by the way, do you think there's going to be lawsuits because of the coronavirus? That's kind of something I've been thinking about. What type of lawsuits? Not that I'm saying let's do this, but I'm just thinking, all right, any big event that occurs, fires, whatever, there's lawsuits, right? Mm-hmm. What lawsuits are going to roll out of the coronavirus? I don't know, but it's going to be interesting.
It could be lawsuits against doctors that have to prioritize amongst the patients.
Or someone that, you know, didn't tell, okay, hey, I've got coronavirus, I didn't tell you, and I gave it to you.
Yeah, it's like the guy that was on the airlines that told at the very end, he just got a text that he's positive, and he tells them at the end of the flight, and they now barred him from ever being on that airline again.
Well, is it because he found out toward the end? Or
yeah,
what?
He did. He got a text at the end of the flight.
He didn't tell them that he had been tested and may have been symptomatic, so after the flight, he goes, by the way, I have corona. Yeah, right.
Oh, whoopsie. So we're going to talk about all those things, and then we're going to have case or no case, which is everyone's favorite, is case or no case. And Cal, you've got an interesting one. Why don't you roll it quickly?
I hope I do. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Now I take you into the fascinating world of TV news, and sometimes it's no wonder that people have trouble trusting the news media. For example, remember the exploding Pinto case and all of that? Well, NBC News had an investigative reporting show, still do, it's called Dateline, in which they, in the 1980s, claimed that certain GM pickup trucks, 1973 through 1987, could explode if they were impacted in a precise location near the gas tank that would make them go boom. GM said, that's a lie. NBC said, no, we're going to run a story to them. We're going to go with this. So they put together a story that included a fiery demonstration of an exploding GMC pickup truck. GM was nonplussed by the whole deal, as was almost all of its legal team. They reacted immediately. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, I believe it's your chance to go first on this one. Case or no case?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, I will say that this is a case. And I will also say that a lawsuit... Well, okay. Let me ask you. Did they run the segment? And
yes, they did.
Okay, so it's too late for them to get an injunction to prevent them from running the segment.
Right.
So what they are going to claim is that it was incorrect, it was, you know, defamatory to the company and what have you. But ultimately, I think that the GM, they file a lawsuit, but they lose because somehow there was something that justified. I can't imagine the news station, if they had the presence of mind to let GM know this is what we're going to do, we're going to run it, knowing and giving them fair warning, that they would not think that they're on legal and solid ground to run it, knowing that they're going to get an objection.
And I don't think GM found out about it until somebody saw a promo of Dateline and said, whoa, what are they doing here?
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
That's,
well,
my guess. I don't know that for sure, but that's just my perception.
Well, I still say that there was no injunction because it ran. I'm basing that on the fact that the show actually aired.
Right.
Okay, so if it comes out later and you say, oh, I got to tell you here, it never aired because of an injunction, that's dirty pool.
Not going to tell you that.
So, no. Yes. And so lawsuit, but GM loses.
Denise, what say you, case or no case?
And you said this is back in the 1980s.
Correct. It involved vehicles 1973 through 1987, General Motors pickup trucks.
What was it, 19 what again?
1973 through 1987.
Of course, if the episode aired in 83, that's kind of interesting. I'm kidding.
I said the 1980s. I didn't give you a date that it aired.
Just checking.
Just letting you know.
All right. Just trying to throw Denise here.
No.
As she pauses.
As I pause. Gosh. All right. I think, well, clearly, if the pickup trucks did not explode upon impact in a certain way, then it would be, you know, an actionable, you know, conduct.
Sure.
But if they were able to do the demonstration and hit it in a certain way and it caught on fire and they were able to show that, it would be, truth would be a defense. So I'm going to say, I guess I have to say case and GM loses.
Case and
copying
GM
me.
Loses.
I
right.
don't think
Todd.
Of
okay.
anything else.
All right.
Of course, if it comes back, if you hit the car a certain way, and in the off chance you're also transporting fireworks around the 4th of July, and they happen to be there, then it can explode.
While you're smoking a cigarette?
Yes, while smoking a cigarette.
Oh. With a stick of dynamite in your pants.
And on the way back, and you also have...
What's in your pants?
200 pounds of fertilizer in the car.
That reminds me, when I was a kid, I was driving my car, and I ran into the back of the car. And when I got out to talk to the other driver, his pocket was on fire. Patting his pocket. He's like, what are you doing? Well, it wasn't a cigarette.
Oh, it was something that was similar to
that was helping him relax as he drove, shall we say. Yeah. Mr. Penny, what say you? Case
well,
or
I don't even know if I... Give me the 20-second review of it again. One more time. Very quick.
NBC runs a story about GM pickup trucks exploding
Like
when they're hit in a certain spot, a la Pinto.
Yeah.
GM said, that's just not true.
Right.
NBC said, well, we're going with it. What are you going to do about it? So they went with it.
So NBC ran this story.
They did.
What year?
In the 80s.
80s sometime.
Like I said, I don't really know.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do a Denise stall. And we got about 40 seconds left.
It's a Freddo pause.
Yeah, it's a Freddo pause. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think about this. And I actually do know a little bit about this type of things. This is my area of law. But I don't want to tell you right now. But after that, we're going to learn about Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven. I danced with a lot of cute girls during that song. We'll be right back.
And it's a long song, too.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah, we'll be back with more on Radio Law Talk right after this. Stay tuned, please.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or
all
state
advertising
in
for
which
legal
the advertiser
is licensed.
For more information,
this is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So I'm going to be embarrassed here because this is my area of law. And to tell you the truth, I have an actual good friend that has had big verdicts, a big verdict similar to this one. And so I'm going to, he's out of Missouri. And I'm going to say, I'm going to be embarrassed if I miss this one, because, but I don't really remember. I remember there was some situations like this, but I don't know if he's trying to trick us. But I'm going to say this is a case, and GM loses just with the rest. Well, you know what? Let me back up. That's true, but the problem is, you know what the problem is here? I have to try to get points. So you guys both said it's a GM case, and they win?
I said yeah. GM loses.
Yes.
You said, so you both said the same.
Yes.
I'm just going to flip it just because I want points, Cal. So it's a case.
Well, if you're going to do that, just say it's
okay,
not a case.
Not a case. Not a case. Not a case. Not a case. Not a case. Not a case. All right.
Todd, you are nefarious. That was just, that was bad. Those of you who say it is not a case,
me.
Fred, sorry.
I'm going to get points. I knew that was right. You guys tricked me.
Yeah. Okay, but let me tell you what happened.
I knew about one of the cases. I was just trying to get some points.
This is really interesting. The complaint that GM made to NBC was real, and so was their lawsuit. In fact, they filed it as the show aired, and within 5 minutes of the segment, NBC apologized on the air with Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley, I think it was them, practically falling over themselves to do so. In an extraordinary public apology, NBC said that it erred in staging a fiery crash of a GMC pickup truck by putting explosives near the tank.
I said that as a joke.
No, they said, I quote, we deeply regret we included the inappropriate demonstration on our Dateline report. Jane Pauley and Stone Phillips read it back in the day. We apologize to our viewers and to General Motors. Now listen to this. This is the part when I read this, it almost makes me want to choke on my microphone. It said, we have also concluded that unscientific demonstrations should have no place in hard news stories at NBC. That is our new policy. That's their new policy, because it wasn't their policy before, but now it's their policy.
Well, that reminds me of Corona. We have concluded that people should wash their hands. Really? That's new?
I mean, come on. Wow. The apology was part of the settlement of a lawsuit GM filed over the film, used November 17th of that year. NBC admitted it used incendiary devices to ensure that a fire would erupt if gasoline leaked from the truck being hit by a test car. 15-minute segment.
Wow. I knew all that. I didn't know about the NBC story, but I knew about the accidents, but yeah.
Todd and I got one each.
Yeah, and GMC staunchly denied that the vehicles had such a problem. Nonetheless, it is a fascinating little case in television news and what people, desperate people, would do for ratings. And that would be NBC and their show. So there you have it, folks. That is case or no case. And congratulations to Todd and Denise. They picked up 1 point today each.
Yep. You know, I'm looking at my social media while we're finishing this up. And by the way, I've got to stop by and get some potato chips. You know, my grandkids are around, and they like potato. I'm getting them potato chips and some stuff. Can I even go to the store? I mean, what's this line thing? You know, what? Come on, people.
Well, don't buy toilet paper. You can't. But
I don't want toilet paper. I just want to get some chips and stuff.
Go to the power market.
But I'm going to go to like the 7-Eleven or something. Because I don't want to get in these lines for people that are panicking.
Well, I had to run into a major retailer in my home city yesterday, and I walked by the paper goods aisle, and it looked as though the locusts had invaded a paper picnic. I mean, there was stuff just scattered all over the floor.
Wow.
It was insane, and I thought to myself, where does it say, in connection with the coronavirus, you must have more toilet paper? Where did this come from?
No, I was looking at
bottled water.
They've got everything.
They're mistaking it for Montezuma's Revenge.
Right. Well, another thing that's happening is people are filling up their vehicles with gas, which is always smart policy.
Well, yeah.
I try to never let mine get below half a tank. But, you know, there were gasoline lines, all this other stuff.
Is there gas lines, too?
Yeah, there was. And we have a conditioned response. Buy water, buy toilet paper, fill up your car with gas, and hope for the best.
Unless you have a bidet, like the Penny household.
Right? Oh, you know what? Let me tell you guys.
It's a good point.
I'm not going to tell you where I live or anything, but we're going to be just fine. I'm one of those guys.
Then again, maybe that's why he's stocking up on water.
Yeah.
We ran out of water, so we filled the bidet with Diet Coke. Yikes. I have aspartame, and that's not working.
No, it's going to be Mountain Dew. It can't be Diet Coke.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that what happens when you go to the bathroom and you Mountain Dew? So, whatever.
I just hit 1,000 followers on my Instagram.
100,000.
100,000. You're right, 100,000 on my Instagram. I don't talk about Mountain Dew anymore without them paying me. There you go. I'm not going to talk about it.
Now, if Todd Asborn, which is aspartame.
That's true.
Yes.
I'm just wondering.
Should we talk about the law or something here?
Why would we want to do that? Yeah. I mean, it's
Todd, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Tell us. Okay, Cal, okay, now, before we do this, those of you who haven't followed our show, in Led Zeppelin, the most famous song they've ever made is Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven, right?
Always. And this, for years, has won number one for years.
We danced to it all the time. I loved it. And in the 70s, Denise, remember, you're younger than me still, but we would dance to this. Last song, they'd always play it.
Mm-hmm.
I got stories about that, but I don't have time. Listen. Now,
I know the words.
Oh, I know. But here it comes down to Spirit is another a band that actually Jimmy Page knew these guys, and they toured with them. And actually listened to their song. And before this song, Spirit made this song named Taurus. Listen to it. Tell me if you think it is similar to Stairway to Heaven.
Well, it has a little longer intro.
All right, it's okay. Just keep it. Just all be quiet. Let it go. I'm good. Let it go.
Eventually it'll get to the part, I hope. Lord willing.
It will. We got time.
Okay. Cue the guitar player. Oh, no, not yet.
That's okay.
I want him to hear it. Spinal Tap version?
Guys, I'll be quiet. All right, we're going to be back. Now, think about that. When we come back, we'll talk about whether that sounds like Stairway to Heaven.
Don't go away. More's coming up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A barrage of rockets hit a base housing U.S. and other coalition troops north of Baghdad, according to Iraqi security officials, just days after a similar attack killed three servicemen, including two Americans. The U.S.-led coalition said at least 25 rockets struck Camp Taji. Some struck the area where the coalition forces are based. Others fell on air defense units. Three coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were wounded, according to the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Miles Kagans. Iraqi forces later discovered seven platforms from which the rockets were in the Abu Azam area north of Baghdad, with another 24 missiles discovered in place and ready to launch. The attack was unusual because it occurred during the day. Previous assaults on military bases housing U.S. troops typically occurred at night. Keep it here for updates on the coronavirus pandemic. And we appreciate that you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, we're going to turn this over to Todd. We're talking about the Led Zeppelin. You just heard Stairway to Heaven, which is the famous song, and then Spirit's Taurus. And there's laws about copyright. There's copyright laws concerning songs and music. Todd, why don't you just give the brief overview of that?
Sure. Under the original Copyright Act, 1909, you couldn't copyright an audio recording. If you had music and you wanted to copyright it, you had to submit the transcript, the sheet music of that. Now, this iconic intro for Stairway to Heaven is argued by the Taurus family. Skidmore is the executor for the estate of the founder of Taurus, and he's the one who filed the lawsuit claiming copyright infringement. And the song in question here...
This is Taurus.
Even in the same key, by the way.
Yes. This is the iconic intro that they claim is the same. Now, when we went into...
Then they're saying that Led Zeppelin stole from them.
Yes.
Because they did it before Led Zeppelin's song.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And there's a lot of good things about it. Because they worked with Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin had been touring with them at the time that this song was first introduced by Spirit.
So the issue here, as we went into break, Fred had made the comment, do these sound alike? The next question is, does it matter that they sound alike when we're dealing with the version of the copyright law that addresses not sound recordings, but the sheet music that was submitted for copyright protection.
Okay, I'm going to pause you.
Yes.
Ready for the bomb. Here it comes. Cal, I want you to do it because this is what Todd's going to say is going to be a wow. Okay, get ready. This is a wow.
Okay.
So what happens? I'm going to set it up.
Let me put up a magic sound.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Todd, set this up. This is important.
Wow. So, okay. While it is
ready.
True that in about 1967... And mind you, Stairway to Heaven came out in 1972. In 1967, Torres did file sheet music for copyright protection of the song Spirit.
Spirit did for Torres.
You got to get this back. However, all right, none of that matters. People know stuff. All right, stop interrupting me. Go postal.
Just want to make it clear.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. They did file for the protection. But the sheet music did not include the iconic intro.
Right.
It did not include what people commonly identify with the song Stairway to Heaven and Spirit. It wasn't there.
And so, can I ask you a question?
No. So anyway, yes, you may. You may.
When Led Zeppelin copyrighted Stairway to Heaven, it was a recording that was copyrighted, and did it include the intro?
So, yes, that did. Now, here's the thing. The law changed in about 1972, right around the same time Stairway to Heaven came out. So, all of the music after 1972 that was submitted for copyright protection, now they just have to put in the master recordings. So they put in Stairway to Heaven start to finish. It gets the protection. Now, the issue at the trial was, does the jury get to hear the original songs? And the ruling of the trial court was, no, they can't hear the original songs because this has to be decided based on the old law. So they had to have people come in and play what the sheet music said, but they couldn't hear the original song.
Which is a shame, because in the Spirit version that we heard, there's a lush orchestral bed and a lead up to the guitar. Then the guitar kind of sneaks out of this little violin piece, and you hear this very same lick. Zeppelin, they just relied on the lick only, you know, but the other part is, this seems to me to be a case where the law didn't keep up with technology, and even though the decision wasn't fair to Spirit because it really was their material, it was in keeping with the law.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So Todd's getting that.
So here's what happened. The jury didn't get a chance to hear, because the court ruled it wasn't admissible, and if they had been able to hear and they had ruled for Spirit, Taurus, whatever, if they had ruled for them and ruled against Led Zeppelin would be the one appealing, saying, look, you guys employed the wrong standard. Okay? It should have been the pre-1972 standard.
Right.
That was the issue that went up on appeal. A lower court, the three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit, said, yeah, they should have heard the song. Okay, they agreed that you should have heard the song because the theory for the plaintiffs was, well, the jury might not have been able to determine their same because of the sound recording, but they could have, if we played it while Jimmy Page was on the stand, the jury could have taken note of his responses, and that might have given some insight as to whether or not he was telling the truth or not, and so it should have been played. The lower court, or the three-judge panel, said, yeah, you're right, should have been played, but both sides appealed that ruling because it wasn't the only ruling they made. Neither side was happy. They appealed it to the full Ninth Circuit, who issued their ruling earlier this week. And in issuing that ruling, the full Ninth Circuit not only ruled in favor of Led Zeppelin, but in their ruling actually set precedent for how copyright cases are to be handled in the Ninth Circuit area moving forward. And we'll see if this gets brought up before the Supreme Court, but we'll go over some of those.
Yeah, the fun part was it's in bank is what it's called when it's before the whole panel.
Yes.
Of Ninth Circuit justices. And the Department of Justice had filed an amicus brief in favor of Led Zeppelin as well. That's kind of in the middle of this, and that was at the appellate level that the Department of Justice made that filing. So it's kind of just interesting how this all turned out.
There's a skeptical side of me that says the only reason the Ninth Circuit Circuit heard it in bank is because they all wanted to meet Led Zeppelin. And the only reason the DOJ filed an amicus brief is because they all wanted to meet Led Zeppelin. But here are a couple of things. First, the court upheld the rule that, the recordings for anything registers a copyright prior to 1972 should not be played, okay? Because that we've got to decide on the old law versus the new law. But what is really telling is how the court changed what's called the inverse ratio rule. And what that rule prior to this decision said was, essentially, the more the infringing artist, which would be Led Zeppelin, allegedly, the more that artist had access to and dealings with the artist who claimed they had the copyright, the higher the likelihood that they got the idea from the original artist and that it was an infringement. Okay, so, it's like, you were at my studio all the time and I played it for you and you heard this and then you took it and that went forward and that's copyright. The more that relationship exists, the higher the likelihood that there's a copyright infringement. In this ruling, the Ninth Circuit said we are no longer going to apply that rule, and we are overturning the previous cases that have applied that rule. And so that is going to have a major effect. We have covered a lot of copyright cases here on Radio Law Talk. And if that rule is invalidated, and it's probably going to go up to the Supreme Court, but if that rule is invalidated, a lot of these prior cases, that are all based on, I had this thought and I told it to my agent and they told it to him, and because of that commingling, there's a likelihood that they heard it that way and infringed because it's got the same beats. Those arguments are going to be far less persuasive. And that's going to change the nature. It'll be interesting to see what effect that has on copyright claims going forward. But
Marvin?
Exactly. Copyright infringement has kind of seemed to have been their bread and butter lately.
We're going to see.
We'll see. Again, my skeptical side is I still think that a lot of the copyright cases are win-win for both the plaintiff and the defense because all it does is drive up sales for both
sides.
Have
you ever heard of Taurus and Spirit before we did this? Neither have I. It's going to build their song up. Denise, now we also have another interesting thing with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp in the UK. Now, the Sun is like the Inquirer of Europe. And the Sun apparently did what he's claiming is a type of a hit piece on him that defamed him. And a lawsuit's coming out, and this is starting to happen. What's going on?
Well, this is the most important thing is that the trial is coming up. And apparently Johnny Depp's attorneys accidentally or inadvertently released 70,000 text and emails that they did not plan to release. And by doing that, they opened the door, and all of the information now that's evidence in his divorce case with Amber Heard is now going to have to come in, and he's going to have to give it up. The Sun published that Johnny Depp was a wife beater.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and that's pretty much...
The Sun, that is, like, that's a magazine. That's a newspaper.
It's a tabloid-style newspaper.
Tabloid. Yes. All right, let's talk more about that when we come back from the break. Cal, take us out.
All right, thank you. We do have a lot more coming up here on Radio Law Talk, including quick takes and more on the Johnny Depp scenario, and still more than that. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss a minute of what's remaining of Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Wow, we're going to push it. We get to our last segment. Believe it or not, we're blowing through this 3 hours. We're going to try to get through Johnny Depp, and then we're going to talk about Aaron Hernandez really quick. Oh, so let's push it. Let's go. This is what we do. This is like speed dating.
All right, so Johnny Depp's attorneys inadvertently let out 70,000 messages, and those messages contain some positive things for Johnny Depp's team, you know, for the prosecution. Not prosecution. This is a civil case. Let's start there. This is a defamation case that's a civil case, and it's brought under the Defamation Act of 2013. There's no more criminal defamation cases. Those are now outdated in the United Kingdom. The statute of limitations for that is 1 year in the United Kingdom. So Johnny Depp properly brought this suit against the Sun because they basically labeled him to be a wife beater. And that was best. They claimed he actually beat his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and they named Depp personally on this article. Now, some of the things that were released in these messages were very positive for Johnny. They were tapes and different things that where Heard had actually admitted that she was the physical aggressor and that she was the one that had physically harmed Johnny Depp. And some of it was in therapy sessions, too. So there were recordings and that type of stuff. But what was inadvertently disclosed were Depp's messages with friends, whereby he makes comments about Heard and like how he would like to drown her or set her on fire or different things. So those things are very bad for Johnny, and his team really did not intend to release those items. So now the judge in the UK action has ordered the release of all of the evidence from the divorce action between Johnny and Amber Heard. And that's what's happening literally 2 weeks before trial starts.
Exactly. And so the question here is, in the United States, we have discovery rules because courts really have wanted to go away from what you see all the time in television and movies where you have the smoking gun evidence and the first time anybody hears about it is when the defense attorney pops it out and says, ha-ha, here you go. And the discovery laws in the United States have evolved to really kind of do away with that because justice isn't served by that. Everybody needs to get the evidence in and know how to respond to it. But it appears that the UK may not have that same standard because it's clear from the back and forth between the attorneys for Depp and the attorneys for the Sun that they all, you know, Depp's attorney said, yeah, we were going to spring this on you. It looked like you didn't even know about it. Looks like you didn't even know about it because Amber didn't tell you about any of this, but we were going to bring it up. So that's a discovery difference. The only other thing I would say is the statements made by Amber Heard were the recorded statements that came from therapy. The statements attributed to Depp that you talked about were actually written statements that where he had emailed or sent those to
yes,
a friend.
Text,
so,
I think.
So, yeah, it's the difference between a text statement versus a recorded statement. And the thing about a recorded statement is you can get the inflection and the tone and how somebody says something versus a written statement, which, depending on how you read it, you could put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. And it means something different.
There you go. There you go.
Exactly. Hey, just real quickly, how to win the defamation case. This is what Depp has to show. He has to show that the statement in question must be a negative false statement of fact. The statement in question identifies or refers to the claimant, him. The statement in question was published. So that's what has to be shown by Depp. And I think he's going to be able to meet that standard. And in UK, they don't have that exception or that idea that if you're a public figure, there has to be actual malice, so that it's more protective of newspapers or, you know, that type of defendant, if you will. So it's going to be easier to prove in United Kingdom, I
than
think, than
States.
It will be in the United States.
All right, we're going to have this speed dating. In Massachusetts, don't forget, there's a guy who played for the Patriots by the name of Aaron Hernandez, very well-known football player. The key is, and here's the most important issue, $15 million guaranteed payout, with the exception if you do something that is adverse or criminal, they can take that away. He gets tried for a murder and is found guilty and then appeals it. And in Massachusetts, during the appeal, if you die during that appeal, you are innocent still because it's like the case is not over. You were never proven guilty. And so that happened. What happened is $15 million, and by the way, he wrote a note and he committed suicide in prison.
On purpose.
On purpose. And he basically says, baby, this is for you, because he had one little girl. And so he wanted that $15 million going to her. Well, the Massachusetts Supreme Court just said, nah, we don't really like that law, right, Tom?
That's right. And so by doing that, that reinstates the guilty verdict against Aaron Hernandez, which then theoretically would give the New England Patriots grounds to say, aha, he did violate the morals clause. We can now invalidate the $15 million payout. Whether or not they'll actually do that, my feeling is they will not. For this reason, if you recall, the Patriots signed Antonio Brown earlier or last season, and they let him go on a violation of the morals clause basis. There was no conviction. There was no lawsuit that was filed where he is found. They based it on the reports of what people said that Brown had done. They invalidated the clause.
Right.
They didn't need the conviction to do that. I don't think that they would have needed the conviction conviction in the Hernandez case to invalidate
really?
It if
okay.
they were going to impose it. Because at the end of the day, the Hernandez daughter, who needs to be taken care of, had nothing to do with what her dad did. She was an infant, as was his fiance, completely innocent in all of this. I just don't see from a PR standpoint the Patriots going and sticking it to him.
Yeah,
I think they'll eat the $15
million. Yeah, there were other defendants that actually benefited from this concept. John Salvi, he was convicted of killing two abortion clinic workers, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Roman Catholic priest, John Gagan, he was like one of the big, huge clergy sex abuse scandals, and they both died during the pendency of the appeals, and they were considered innocent, and the decision in the Massachusetts Supreme Court case does not impact those cases.
Oh, okay. All the Hernandez.
All the Hernandez.
Well, we got an Ohio single mom in 1991. This is bad. We hate to end on this, but was raped, beaten, and stabbed. And then, you know, just they never figured out what happened. She was apparently at a bar with a friend, and the car had got a flat tire. They pulled off, and someone pulled off to help them or say, and she got in the car with this individual, drove off, and they found her dead. Well, guess what? This is almost 30 years later. They found the guy, and how they found him is through DNA, because they had DNA from the scene, from her, from whoever this was, DNA through a website, one of those DNA, like,
Ancestry DNA,
like 23andMe.
Yeah, whatever, the Ancestry DNA. But here's the key. This is the kicker why I want to bring this up. It wasn't his DNA. He didn't put his DNA in there to be on like Ancestry. It was a relative. So now they find the relatives and they connect it. Because what happens is they have the DNA. The DNA. The DA gives it to this Ancestry, you know, company. They run it through and said, "Oh yeah, here's someone that's distantly related," and they start following it. After that.
Recently, the California killer that is in custody right now, I think, still waiting for trial. That's how they got him. If your children
yeah.
or your children's children, the genetic similarities are enough for them to trace it back to you, and that's going to open up an entirely new wave of cold cases being solved. In my opinion,
absolutely.
Yeah. Especially if they have the DNA still in the cold cases, they can submit them to these ancestry companies.
So my husband bought us 23andMe for Christmas, and I refused to do it because I'm afraid something.
Yeah,
like
so that's you're gonna have some weird person that's gonna be not that you've done anything wrong,
but
some weird person.
Yes.
Well, here's the good news about all of
all
that.
Right.
It's been a wonderful show. You all have done a terrific job, and now it's time for us for quick takes. Mr. Penny, go.
In the spirit of Taurus, the song.
Nice.
Let's help support them. I'm going to do this. From now on, the last song of the dances, I'm going to ask them, will you please play Taurus instead of Stairway to Heaven while I dance?
Todd Hunan, what is your quick take?
This one goes out to Mr. Weinstein. Just remember, it's far better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak, thereby removing all doubt.
Well said. And Ms. Dirks, what is your quick take?
This one's for Johnny Depp. Your attorneys inadvertently disclosed 70,000 messages. Can you say legal malpractice? You've been successful at that before.
Oh, interesting. Well, thanks for joining us next week, Pacific time, 9 to noon, every Saturday. See you then.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.